B. The Brontosaurus. Mention the name Brontosaurus, and most people think of a giant dinosaur with a long neck and tail. Technically speaking, however, the Brontosaurus should be called an Apatosaurus. In 1877, a scientist named Othniel Marsh discovered a relatively small dinosaur skeleton. He called it an Apatosaurus. 2 years later, he found a much larger dinosaur. It looked similar, but Marsh was confused by the difference in size. At the time, he was rushing to discover more dinosaurs than a rival dinosaur hunter. As a result, Marsh mistakenly concluded that the larger dinosaur was a different species, which he called a Brontosaurus. The so-called Brontosaurus, being so big, captured the public's imagination, and the name stuck. Scientists now use the name Apatosaurus for the species, as that is the name given to the first skeleton found. The name Brontosaurus, however, maintains its popularity among the general public because it is more familiar to them.
Questions. Number 15. What is one thing we learn about Othniel Marsh? Number 16. Why is the name Apatosaurus used by scientists?